Sukkah does not have to be made to be a sukkah, as long as it's made for shade. Like we just said, has to be made to protect from the sunlight. Sukkah is goyim, noshim, behema, puti, royim, kayosim. A sukkah that's made for goyim, or made for women, or for animals, or for shepherds, or people that are watching over pigs that are being dried in the field, or pulgunin, showing me sodas, huts for the people that are watching over fields. All these are kosher, even though they were not made for a sukkah, but they were made for shade, that's good enough. A sukkah that was made by itself, we'll see what it means. It's possible because of course was not made for a shade. So what's an example of this? There's a haystack and you scoop out from inside. So basically, initially it wasn't schach, it was just a stack. By scooping out from the bottom, you remain with the schach. That which she does afterwards is already is considered made by itself, because you're just taking something out from underneath and it remains as a sach. When he set up this haystack, he didn't know that there was a cavity, one tefach high and 7 by 7 wide. Then he scooped out more to make it 10 foot tall, still shade. Even though initially it was not the full height of the sukkah, so the walls are basically by themselves, but since it had a shame oyel, anything was a tefach above the ground is considered a roofing. So you already had the roof, you just had to get the dimensions, that's not a problem. That the sukkah was put in a way that is making sail over that tefach. If he had a bigger haystack and initially there was a cavity of 7 by 7 by 1 tefach tall, and then not only did they get higher, they also made it broader. We say that the only part that is kosher is the part that had the tefach initially, the wider part of it, since over there was no schach initially, it's tatzim ba'osli, then it's kosher. We're saying that the schach, which is more than the sheva al sheva, and to the sides, is possible because that wasn't made with shem schach. Therefore, if you make something very wide, so if you look at the schach posel as the doifin akuma that we learned before, but we learned before that the schach posel on the side can't be more than 4 amas. So if you have more than 4 amas width of the sukkah after that 7 by 7, then we'll pass the sukkah because that wall will not be connected to the sukkah. What he's talking about from Shneitz Gadlin is talking about a case that basically, if you have 3 good walls and 1 is not good, it's not a problem. You have to have 2 that are not good. So he's talking about 2 sides, you can't combine those 2 walls. So apostle place them inside the Daladan. So once you have 4 on the apostle on the side of the Sraf, that disconnects the wall next to it from the rest. Ramah says, the aim masses as Sraf, Koyden, Shiyasat, Fodis. Chidish of the Ramah. That goes 9 minutes. And if you now make the schach before you put up the walls, so if you have a pergola or some awning and put schach on there, you have to make sure you put the walls before you put up the schach. The most of the tefach, some of the schach, most of the schach of kodesh, shiyasa, shachfonis, kumot b'fayt kodesh. Sometimes a pergola is set up in a way that it is a little bit going down. So if you have tefach going down of the wood below the schach, then it would be kosher. There's a chiddush that even though in case of the Gadish, it's 1 tefach on the ground. Here the wall is suspended in the air, it's 1 tefach on the schach. Even so, since you have partial walls, that's good enough to say afterwards that we don't say tassel. I mean, also, it's kosher.